California is considering added protections for doctors and nurses who facilitate gender-affirming care and abortions using telehealth across state lines. Jackie Fortier with KFF Health News has the details.
When Louisiana asked California to send them a doctor accused of breaking that state's law by mailing abortion pills to a Louisiana resident, Governor Gavin Newsom refused. Now, Democratic lawmakers in Sacramento want to make sure future governors have to do the same. The bill would require the California governor to deny extradition requests involving reproductive or gender-affirming care. Amanda Barrow is a health law expert at UCLA. She says Newsom used an executive order to deny the extradition.
You know, an executive order which could be revoked by a governor who is anti-abortion or anti-gender affirming care just offers less protection than a legislatively enacted law.
The issue has become part of the governor's race. At a June debate, Democrat Javier Becerra said if elected, he would not extradite the doctor.
Absolutely no. And when I was AG, I protected reproductive rights here in California.
But Republican Steve Hilton told KQED he would send the California doctor to Louisiana to face criminal charges.
Louisiana is trying to uphold what its people want voted for, and California is undermining it. And I don't think that's right.
If convicted, doctors and nurses sent across state lines could face tens of thousands of dollars in fines and years in prison.
It's scary.
Kamara Graham hopes the bill becomes law to protect health workers. She's an emergency room doctor in Sacramento.
It's really conflicting and hard for us to weigh that concern of, will I get extradited and charged and potentially be taken away from my family? Or do I do the right thing for my patient?
So far, 17 states and Washington, D.C. have shield legislation that protects health workers from extradition.
Jackie Fortier is a reporter with KFF Health News.